You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Welcome back into Cavalier Corner as we continue along across ESPN Radio in Virginia. I'm Ed Lane. Always a pleasure to talk some more Jefferson Forest High School athletics, and we continue talking little Cavalier soccer as Joe Palazzi, a senior forward and a captain on the JF soccer team, joins us here on Cavalier Corner. Joe, first off, appreciate you making time for us and dropping by.
Thanks for having me.
At this point in the year, and I know we asked this to Zach Wiley when we spoke with him, but I'm curious for you, at what point are you physically, because you started the year off with that MCL sprain in the opener and, you know, have come back with a vengeance. How do you feel physically?
I'm feeling pretty good right now. Just getting the fitness back up from missing about a month. But I'm glad to see where the team is at. I feel like we're starting to roll into a rhythm. See if we can keep it going throughout the season and into these tough games that are coming up.
I know you'd love to talk about the team, and that's understandable, but for you personally, you mentioned the fitness and getting that back up. How long has that taken you to get back to where you feel like you can have the necessary energy with all the running that takes place, especially the sprinting from the forward position?
For me, well, the fitness had to start during rehab, so I've been doing fitness throughout rehab, and now ever since I've gotten back, I have to work especially hard whenever we do fitness and training, and doing stuff outside of training. It's important to keep doing that for myself. I know with my position, I have a lot of running involved, so I just have to keep working hard.
You said fitness outside of the training you do with Coach Zaring and JF Soccer. What additionally do you do on your own or as part of, you know, the team programs to make sure that you're getting your legs where they need to be and having the necessary endurance to be the contributor you've been?
Well, I've always been outside ever since I've been hurt, always just running around, not necessarily going for straight runs. But I usually just like to stay active outside, just playing around.
Joe Palazzi with us here on Cavalier Corner, a senior forward and a captain for JF Soccer, stopping by. Your background also, you know, you're another one of these that started young, starting at 4 years of age, and in the FYAA ranks is where you began before, you know, taking off as your career progressed. How much has FYAA and the youth programs in which you've been a part of meant to your career and development?
It's something that I'll always look back on as something I loved. It's always important at the youth age that it's all about the technical aspects and getting used to the ball. And as you get older, it becomes more of a tactical game, and you get more emotion into the game, especially at the FYA level. You're more out there having fun, getting touches on the ball. And then once you get into the travel varsity, it starts to really get serious and get more emotional and put it all out on the field.
And that began for you, you know, 10, 11, you know, in that those middle school years going with CVU, Central Virginia United, you know, and you're still doing that during the fall. What was the biggest transition for you going from just being a part of FYAA to adding in the CVU to your training program?
Well, from going from FYAA to CVU, they kind of eased me in. My first year starting off with CVU, I was in the lower ranks of the club, making my way up to the top teams within the club. And each little technical thing within the club kept making me a better player. And eventually, once I got to the top levels, it was preparing myself and making my other teammates better around me.
Joe Palazzi with us here, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week and part of the JF soccer team, senior forward and captain joining us. For your program and being part of this program for Jefferson Forest soccer, your brother was also part of this, played for Coach Zaring as well. Chris graduated in 2014. How much has Chris's impact prepared you for what to expect and also kind of motivated you since you're the younger brother?
He's always been, he always tries to give me that older brother advice. He's always telling me about the traditions that his team had, but he also emphasized having your own traditions within the team, and the JF tradition has always been a very special one to me. The people that are part of it are definitely people that you want to be around, and it's always been a great program.
Joe, what has it meant to also be a captain on this year's team and kind of follow in that leadership role and have a chance to assert yourself and, you know, leave your own legacy to future Cavaliers?
It's been a great honor to be a captain. I've always kind of dreamed of it ever since I was a freshman. But it's important to me to be leading my team. I'm more of a leader by example. I like to be a leader to each individual instead of screaming out to the team. I know Zach's more assertive and a lot louder than I am. I'm more of the pick somebody up if they're having a rough day or stuff like that.
Joe Palazzi, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week on Cavalier Corner. You reference your style, and obviously we've spoken with Zach Wiley, you know, teammate of yours. How close are you guys as friends, and you know, what's that been like playing, you know, coming up through the ranks with him, and now your senior year?
Oh, we've always been close because we started off playing JV in eighth grade. I think that was the first time I'd gotten to play with Zach since he was always at Roanoke and I was at CVU. But playing through JV as us, me, Zach, and we had one other eighth grader playing with us on that team, and we eventually made it through the ranks together. Freshman year, he was on varsity, and unfortunately, I was out with an injury my freshman year, but every other year, we got to play with each other and grew closer and closer.
Injuries. You know, we mentioned the MCL sprain earlier. You mentioned missing your freshman year. How much does that drive and motivate you to really relish and make the most of the opportunities when you're out there playing?
Well, it always stinks to be injured, but it shows that bad things happen, and when they do, you got to push yourself to get back onto the field from that bad incident. And especially with my freshman year injury, I told myself I have to get back up from this, and eventually it put the trait of a hard worker into me.
Resiliency, that's been something that's, you know, not only been a key for you during your time bouncing back from injuries, but, you know, with this team as well. You know, last year, 10-6-3, it's a solid year by any measure, but for JF soccer, standards have often been a little bit higher. What fuel has that given you to this season and how you and your teammates approach the 2017 year?
Well, we take all the experiences from last year and try to put them into this year, and then try to change them into what the style is this year. Last year it wasn't the JF expectation. We want to make sure that's higher this year, and we hope to. But we take everything we can get from last year and move on to this year.
Joe, you balanced a lot. You're going to Virginia Tech to be an orthopedic specialist, or at least explore that as a career field. Between that pursuit and the AP courses you've taken and dual enrollment at CVCC, what have those experiences at JF as a student athlete and our Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week here, you know, what have those taught you, and how's that prepared you for your end of your time at JF and what lies ahead?
With being at JF, everything kind of ties into teaching me how to be a hard worker and think through things. We did a communication thing where we found out what type of communication, and I was a type 2 thinker, so I like to think through things, and I take that onto the field, and I like to look at each situation and figure things out tactically.
It's neat to see the balance between that and you know, what it's done for your time at JF and what it can do in the future. Joe Palazzi, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week on Cavalier Corner. Joe, I want to thank you for making time for us today. Good luck. Hopefully the health keeps you keeps going in the right direction, as does the season.
Thank you, sir.
Back with more of Cavalier Corner next across ESPN Radio in Virginia.
More Cavalier Corner is coming up next, right here on ESPN Radio in Virginia.